If you've been listening to our show in recent months, you may have heard me feel defensive or jealous because the radio game has passed us by. And this Shane Bacalata out of Scottsdale in Arizona, KGMT Game Time, has been just a superstar across radio, changing the form basically with his philosophy of no news, no politics, just sports. We've talked to him a handful of times. It goes off of the rails just about every single time. And he's told us about his sidekick on, you know, the most popular show you'll find on the West Coast, Harry the Horse. And because we want some of the rub from their listening audience, because they've got so many people listening to them, they've agreed to help us out because they're showing that they want to be kind in these times and teach other people how is the correct way to do radio. So Harry the Horse is joining us now. Because there are no news and no politics, just sports, we're going to be talking about Steve Nash, you know, Phoenix Suns hero, ending up as the Brooklyn coach. Thank you for being on with us, Harry. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dan. How you doing, pal?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. You guys must be enjoying this success, man.
We're enjoying it a lot, pal. I got to tell you, brother, it's a great day down here. I'm having a great day. It's Wet Wednesdays here at the Dirty Dale. I'm hosting our weekly wet t-shirt contest down at Giugiarelli's, Scottsdale's number one Italian restaurant. So I'm just doing great. And we got Nash over there in Brooklyn. It's just, you know, when it rains, it pours, and it's feeling great right now.
And
it
so, really is. And so Nash, I mean, he is the favorite son. He's the most popular athlete in the history of the region.
Without a doubt, you know, he's our guy, the greatest Phoenix Sun of all time. And, you know, and I really do want to talk Nash. You know, I really want to talk sports. And I just got to break character here a little bit, though, Dan, because I got to tell you, you know, I got to take offense with how you treated my man Shane, the skipper, the Don of the Dirty Dale, Shane Bacalata.
Really?
And I want to ask you before we get going, are you doing all right? Are you getting ready to drag a great man's name through the mud again?
Well, what did I do to him? Wait a minute. What did I do to him? You feel like I impugned his character?
Oh, come on. You know what you did. You're reading those fake news reports completely out of context when he was on. All the guy was trying to do was talk football with you, with your quarterback, Tua. Which, by the way, how's he looking? Any updates? How's the footwork?
I mean, his footwork and his hips look great. His leadership is great. He's good in the locker room. You guys are obsessed with this.
Okay. All right. So look, you got it out of your system.
Harry,
fake news.
Harry, he called me from prison. Bacalata called me from prison. What do you want from me?
Okay. I mean, this again, out of context. The man is out of prison. Okay. Erroneously, he was charged with misappropriating campaign funds. You know what I have to say to that? I say misappropriate this, okay? And to be clear, I am grabbing my crotch as a sign of disrespect. You drag him on here for some clicks, for some likes, and I just wanted you to stick to sports and just do that, okay? So just can I get an apology for Shane before we move forward?
I'm not going to get an apology. I will give you context, though. Like, how did you two meet? What's the story of your partnership?
Thanks for asking me that, because you know what? I want to defend this guy. He's the finest man I know. I mean, Shane Bacalata saved my life, okay? I couldn't get a foothold in this industry about 8 years ago. I had recently been fired from 6 morning shows in the greater Southwest region for slur usage and repeated attempts to sell non-FDA-approved male enhancement remedies on air without station approval. All right, and to make matters worse, my second wife, Desiree, had just passed away in a mysterious boating accident. I was struggling. You know, a lot of people would have quit on me. Maybe you would have quit on me, Dan, but not Shane. You know, I was eking out a living, just doing stand-up comedy. I was the Dirty Dale's number one tell like it is free speech stand-up comic. So I'm at the Tucson Funny Bone one night, and I'm killing, just absolutely destroying, Dan, you know, and I'm doing my big closer. Everyone's loving it. You know, my big closer at the time is I would find a guy wearing sandals in the audience, and I would point to him and I would go, uh-oh, gay guy alert. You know, and in the middle of just uproarious laughter, I'd say, what, did your boyfriend pick those out?
It's 2020. What are you doing?
Well, this was 8 years ago. So can I please finish?
Yes, of course. Yes, you can finish.
So it's destroying, you know, and afterwards I see this big strapping guy, total first baseman's body with this hot piece on his arm. And he comes up to me and he says to me, brother, that was the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. We got to get you on the radio. You talk sports, you know, D-backs. You know Cardinals, you know Suns. And I say to him, I say, brother, do I know Phoenix Suns? I watch so much Phoenix sports, I've practically had a restraining order filed against me by the entire Arizona Cardinals cheerleading team. And he helped me get those charges dropped, and the rest is history. Here I am 7 years later, living the dream. KGMT game time, baby.
Well, you mentioned the Nash stuff. How do you think he's going to do in Brooklyn, given the fact that you want to stick to sports here in this conversation?
You know, I think I speak for everyone when it comes to Nash's hire. When I say finally, you know what I mean? How much longer does this guy have to toil as a consultant before somebody picks him up? But I think better late than never. I think you'd agree with that, Dan. And I think this is huge for the Nets, you know, to get a floor general, two-time MVP. And I don't even want to hear it from you guys down there in Miami saying Shaq should have gotten the first one, okay? Maybe Dirk could have gotten the second one, maybe. But anyway you slice it, the point is, they're getting maybe the best offensive point guard of all time. He's already got a great relationship with KD. You know, maybe he can talk some sense into that knucklehead Kyrie. And I think it's going to be big. And frankly, I think the league needed this, you know, after that little publicity stunt, you know, taking a day off. They got a guy like Nash, you know, bringing some credibility back to this league, which frankly, you know, you got a lot of millionaires out there acting like prima donnas and thugs. So big, 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 big win for the Brooklyn Nets, and we are just excited down here at the Dale to see what Steve's going to do.
All right, hold on a second, though. Like, some of the language that you're using is coded, and, well, actually, when it came to the flip-flop story, it wasn't even coded. Haven't you had your own problems with the law? The last time that Shane was on with us, he told us that you shot your gardener, and then you were some great guy because you declined to press charges.
Okay, here it is again. Personal attacks yet again. What's the matter, Dan? Don't know enough about sports? Got to resort to these cheap shots? Because I'm on here ready to talk Nash and the Nets. Okay, are they moving Caris LeVert? Is he too ball dominant to coexist with Durant and Kyrie? You know, these are the kinds of things I want to talk about, but fine. You want to talk about this stuff? You want to chase likes and retweets? Okay, I'll briefly address this ridiculous question. When a pitcher has to protect home plate, what does he do? When a batter's crowded over home plate, what does he do? The pitcher's got to throw a little sweet chin music, right? And every once in a while, the batter gets dinged with that chin music. And that's pretty much it. It's all a part of the game. Batter got dinged. My gardener got dinged. That's it. Now, can we finish talking sports? You know, how does Nash handle the starting spot at center? Jared Allen seems like the better player to me, but, you know, DeAndre's bringing that veteran savvy, and he seems to be friends with Kyrie and KD, so... You know, can he defuse that chemistry bomb? I don't know. What do you think there, Dan?
Chin music? You shot your gardener, dude. What was that incident from your point of view? Because Shane was defending you. How do you shoot your gardener with chin music?
Can I be honest here, Dan? I'm starting to get a little PO'd. You're being a real jabroni about this whole thing, if I'm being honest with you, okay? I behaved the way any red-blooded American in my position would have behaved. And look, I have a family. I have three beautiful children, Crystal, Kirsten, and Arpeo. And if not for me missing four court-mandated anger management classes, they would have been with me that weekend, okay? So I wake up, and I'm already pissed off because I don't get to see my kids. And I get up early, ready to call my two living ex-wives and chew them out for trying to keep my kids from me. But before I can get to the phone, I see this mysterious figure, shrouded in darkness, wearing a hat and big gloves. And so I immediately think, this is an assassin.
An assassin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too into it, but during the sports hiatus, I was jonesing for some action, all right? We're talking no hoops, hockey, or baseball. So I got really into bum fights, okay? Point is, I lost 10 Gs when Larry the Stump knocked out Alopecia Joe. And I was scared, as anyone would be, that my bookie sent an assassin to my home to kill me. Are you done interrupting now, Dan?
Okay, that is not where that story I expected it to go, and I didn't feel like I was interrupting you, but are you done with this particular part of the story? Okay. Can we talk right. about...
You ask a question, you don't even let a guy finish, huh? Okay, so I see this man with the gloves and the big hat, and he's smiling and he's waving, saying, "Good morning, Mr. Harry." So my fears are confirmed. It's a setup, the intruder's been caught, and he's trying to put me at ease, okay? Just long enough to lodge a throwing star right in my throat. I'm dead, and my beautiful children don't have a father. So I did what anyone would do. I took the AR-15 I keep hidden behind a bust of Jeff Hornacek, and I blasted away. All right, now, of course, as it turned out, it was my gardener. And thank God we both walked away from that scary situation alive, although he did sustain some minor shattering to his clavicle, and may potentially lose the use of his left arm. But to be fair, he did fall directly onto my Big Green Egg smoker, damaging it severely and completely ruining the pork shoulder I had going for over 36 hours, Dan. And this thing was a beaut. We're talking maple glazed, garlic, cayenne rub. It was going to fall off the bone. So you know, no one got away completely scot-free.
I don't mean, okay, to be someone that's perpetually cynical or skeptical, but I'm genuinely confused at how you guys are no politics, no news, and you're getting very popular, and yet Shane is making a congressional run. And how do you feel about, like, his campaign ideas? He shared some of that stuff with us. Isn't that a little too close to politics and news to...
No.
It's not?
No, no, no. You just don't get it, do you, Dan? See, look, here's why Shane's successful, because he doesn't even care about the BS. He's not politics, okay? Look, I'm a nose tackle. I'm a regular guy. I'm not one of these geeks. All right. All I know is drinking brewskis, stuffing the run, and flirting with hot chicks. But even for a guy like me, Shane's ideas really resonate. You know, there's a lot of guys out there like me who hate politics. I don't vote for two reasons. One, I have so much backo child support that it is technically a felony. And two, more importantly, both sides are a bunch of jabronis. You know, that's what makes Shane so great. He loves this country. He loves his family. And he's tired of the BS. Okay. He's asked his campaign, the doubleheader. He's asking the obvious questions. Do you want to get in the end zone? Can we set our differences aside and build a better future for our kids? Why isn't burning the American flag punishable by up to 10 years in jail? I mean, these are just simple stuff, Dan.
You say that I'm unfair. You say that you're tired of the BS, but it seems like you guys, you and Shane, have a persecution complex that you think that I'm out here to get you, to do gotcha to you.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly you are. Okay. You call a man from, he's in prison. You bring that up. He's trying to hide it. He's just trying to talk sports. And I'm just trying to talk about Steve Nash. Okay. That's all I'm trying to do, brother. You're asking me about the campaign. I just want to know, does Kurutz have a place in the rotation? Are they going to keep Chris Chioza? What kind of offense is Nash going to install? Is it going to be pass heavy? Are we talking ISO? You know, is it going to be Rockets ball 2.0, letting Kyrie over there ISO and KD ISO? But you're asking me about his campaign. This is gotcha stuff. And you know what? I'll do you a favor. I'll get you your little ratings. I'll get you your little clicks. All right. You know, maybe Shane's going to get mad at me for letting this one out of the bag. Maybe I'm in the doghouse, you know, with Shane, which I don't like being. You know, one time I took the last brewski out of the WGMT game time fridge, and I guess he wanted it. And, you know, the next day to get back at me, he shook up one of the beers, actually. It exploded all over me. So that's just the kind of wild, fratty, you know, clubhouse atmosphere we have. So I hope I'm not in the I hope he's not going to put me in the doghouse for letting you know about this. But he's got some great ideas. He's got a new bill called the Set a Pick Bill. OK, you ever heard about setting a pick? You play ball there, Dan?
I know what setting a pick is. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not much of a ball player, but I'm strong, you know, 5'6", 375. I can set a hard screen. You know, whenever I'm playing pickup hoops and I see a teammate driving, you know what do? I set a pick, right? I set a pick, get the defender off my teammate, and they go right to the cup for an easy bucket. And that's what Shane wants to do for business. You know, he's going to set a hard screen on government regulations and clear a path for job creators to go right to the basket and score so the whole team wins.
That sounds like politics.
Okay. It's not. It's setting a pick. Okay. Setting a pick. And to be honest, I don't exactly know the specifics. I'll be honest with you, Dan. We were over at Teasers when Shane was explaining the details to me, just sucking down brewskis and throwing fried pickles down the hatch. And just as he was explaining to me how it was not politics, in case you ask me this question, a woman actually started breastfeeding her baby and she had a great pair on her. So I don't know about you, but if I got to choose between listening to a man talk or looking at a pair of juicy breasticles,
of course,
I'm going breasticles every time. But rest assured, it's not politics.
Do you do any compliance training? Like, if you looked at a human resources manual of some sort, like, what are you doing?
We're not big on that. We're just big on sports, no news, no politics. And I would say compliance training is sort of politics. So we just kind of skip all that.
Really? Compliance training is politics?
That's right, brother.
It's not about being fundamentally decent in the workplace.
It's about talking sports, drinking brewskis, and checking out some jugs.
All right. It is caveman talk. Has no one told you this, Harry, that you're, it's a bygone era. It's like 1980s sports radio. What is that?
Okay, finally the jealousy's coming out. All right. You're sounding like a real jabroni right now, brother. All right. The way you're doing, you know, how about this, Dan? Who's doing better right now? You know, the way we're doing things leads to $100 million syndication deals, a successful Senate doubleheader. Okay. Hell, I'm even thinking about running for sheriff since I own about 38 guns. And I already tell a lot of hotties at the Cheesecake Factory bar that I'm a sheriff anyway. Our team's winning. What about yours, pal? Let me put it this way. We didn't recently lose an hour of our radio show now, did we?
All right. That's unnecessary. I feel like that's a low blow. You accuse me of media hit jobs and you come on here and insult me.
You know what? Let me apologize. You're right. I was out of line there. You know, I'm kind of like the enforcer on our team over at Game Time, you know, and every once in a while, you got to throw down the gloves and fist fight on center ice. All right. So I'm sorry. And I hope there's no hard feelings.
Well, I don't think you need to apologize to just me. I think you need to apologize to the gay community, to women. I believe there's a lot of apologizing you probably need to do.
Okay. Well, my lawyer has told me never to apologize, no matter the circumstances. So that's kind of like a personal philosophy of mine. All right. So I'm going to not do that, except here's where I make an exception. All right. Right here, me and you, brother. All right. Because in reality, we're a brotherhood. This thing of ours, sports radio, it's a family. And even though I'd like to get back to talking about Steve Nash, you know, are the Nets going to make Joe Harris an offseason priority? Are they going to drop the bag on him? Because it's going to be hard to replace that shooting with a pretty limited free agent class this year. Even though I want to talk about that, I want to take a little time and I want to ask you, how are you doing, man? How have you been feeling lately?
I'm, like a lot of people, there's a low level anxiety and depression about what's going on in the country. Our country feels like it's sick and coughing.
Right. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a drag, man. And when life gets you down, one of the first places we feel it is in the bedroom. That's where Harry Stallion Tonic comes in. Using ancient Chinese secrets that the loser politicians and government are too scared to approve because of how potent and safe they are, Harry Stallion Tonic is guaranteed to have your boner as powerful as that Randy Johnson fastball that killed a bird. Go to harry-tonic_legal.ru and use promo code LEBITARD for 20% off your first order. And you'll be a bucking bronco in bed in no time.
No, not you can't use my name like that. That you just did.
That's harry-tonic_legal.ru, promo code LEBITARD, LEBATARD. For 20% off your first order.
You did a live spot on our show. What are you doing? You can't do that.
Harry-Tonic_legal.ru.
You can't do that. You're breaking the rules. You can't start selling stuff with my name as a promo code.
All right.
Code.
Well, that's my time. Look, they're wheeling out the lasagna and the hotties are coming out, Dan. So it looks like Juggarelli's is popping.
I was just going to kick you out of here. You don't get
to. If you're listening near or around the Dirty Dale, remember 12:50 a.m. Game Time. No politics, no news, just sports.